Congratulations to Paul Swan, host of The Drive, for capturing the prestigious 2024 West Virginia Broadcasters Association Excellence in Broadcasting Award for Best Talk Show. Tune in to Paul during your drive home weekdays at 5:06 p.m. on ESPN 94.1 and AM 930.
94.1 FM and AM 930 present The Drive.
Fifth, we are here live at Jack Cook Field for today's edition of The Drive on ESPN 94.1 and AM 930. I'm your host, Paul Swan. Guess who I've got with me? Who are you, stranger?
I don't know. Oh, it's me. That's right.
It's Woody Woodrum.
Wow.
When's the last time you were on?
It's been a while. Probably back, I think I did one with you back in basketball season.
Yeah, I think you just came in the studio, sat down, and said hi, and,
yep.
And off we went.
You know, I miss it. I really do.
You want to come back? You mean?
I find myself getting antsy this time of the afternoon, and Liz will be like, "What's wrong with you?" And I go, "I don't know. It's time for the show."
Yeah, it's time for the show. Or you hear something I say, and you go, "That's wrong. That's wrong. And I can't tell you why you're wrong."
Yeah, because I started to text you, and I'm like, well, you know, I don't want to open a whole can of worms of him trying to answer me while he's trying to take calls. So
No. I'll trust you. I'll do it. By the way, the text line is open, 304-396-TALK, 304-396-8255. Woody, put your text down. Put your phone down now. I'll talk to you instead of texting here.
Yes.
But we've had a couple of fun days, haven't we? New head coach and basketball being named and Cornelius Jackson and – yeah, a lot of excitement there. I think so far so good. He's said everything that you want to hear from a new head coach. You know, he's still going to keep a similar upbeat style, up-tempo style. There's going to be he's going to play Dan D'Antoni basketball with defensive tendencies.
Yes, I think that's the big thing. He wants to do a little more man-on-man instead of switching. Try to stay with your guy. That'll mean they've got to get in even better shape than they are to run the ball on the offensive end and try to get down court fast and then get back quick on defense. And I like everything I've heard Corny say. I mean, obviously they had a plan when Dan D'Antoni signed his extension. And it was, you know, who would you recommend as the coach in waiting? And he was like, there's no question, it's Corny Jackson, you know, on his current staff. And now Corny apparently is going to carry some of those guys with him. And he's had a lot to get on his plate, you know, since this all started with Danny being dismissed and kind of came out of the blue. I thought even from my spectator position on things. So, but, you know, I think Danny has handled it well. The athletic department did the best they could to make it smooth. The only complaint I've seen out of people is, oh, we didn't get a big name, and, oh, he doesn't have much experience being a head coach. No, he doesn't.
No.
But Billy Donovan didn't have a lot of experience when we hired him.
Yeah, he had a little bit more name to him, though, attached to him.
Well, just
a little pedigree, just a little.
Yeah, I mean, you know, he'd been, you know, with a big-time program, and you know, and they even spoke up for him quite a bit. So, and he repaid that when he spoke up for Donnie Jones years later, you know, and he was a strong advocate for Donnie. So, that's just the way basketball kind of works. You know people, you hire people you know. And Danny knew all these guys. You know, there's some really good coaches on his staff, but change is inevitable.
Yeah, it's going to have to happen. And there's a guy out there who's kind of putting some feelers out. Did you see John Elmore was musing, hey, you know, maybe I should get into coaching after I'm done with this G League thing here.
I'll tell you what, I think John would be an excellent coach. And you know, as a shooter, he was pretty much unparalleled. And, you know, there's only two or three guys that I think could shoot like John. Bunny Gibson and Keith Feeney. And
Feeney can shoot.
And Joe DeBurgess from three and Austin Loop from three. You know,
I think John's got them beat, though, because he could actually move around a little bit more.
Well,
he wasn't a static shooter.
And a lot of your scorers all time are not the greatest defense players except John Taft, let's say. And I felt like John played defense pretty well for a guy who was mostly a scorer. But, you know, he set up people with the lobs, and he'd drive in, and just seemed like he could beat anybody to the hole constantly when guards weren't really doing that as much as they are now. We see that all the time in the tournament. You know, the guard slashes through the middle of the lane, undercuts, and he's bam. He's right there ready to go, lay it in on a big guy. And but back when John started doing that back in 2016, 17, 18, I mean, it was a little different. So, and, you know, he had a good run while he was here, obviously. You know, they went to NCAAs for the first time in a while and went to, you know, won the CIT here.
Yeah. They won a minor tournament, still a tournament.
Yeah.
They won a game in the NCAA tournament that hadn't happened.
Ever.
So there were some things here. And Dan D'Antoni shared a note with me. I want to thank Keith Morehouse. Keith was releasing this to a lot of us. And so he sent me a note yesterday that Dan wanted me to have as well. And if you didn't download the podcast yesterday, we didn't have a show yesterday. There was a podcast. I'm just telling you.
Well,
there was a podcast. There wasn't a show yesterday, but there was a podcast.
Since Tuesday, there have been different things that had to be done differently.
Yeah, yeah.
It was quite a storm.
Yeah, a lot of things. But baseball yesterday, so I'm just telling people right now, there was a show for you to listen to yesterday, despite the fact that we were not on the air. And I read this yesterday, and Dan sent this note out, and it says, "I want to thank the many players, staff, and herd faithful for the wonderful ride you gave me. My hope is I gave you some memories that make you smile along the way. My car is not pulling out of Huntington, and I hope to see you as we support Marshall, the Tri-State, and West Virginia. Love you all. Go Herd, Dan D'Antoni." And that was a note that it was sent to me yesterday that Dan wanted to make sure that I had. And his car is not pulling out of Huntington. He hopes to see us all soon, and we hope to see him soon.
You know, a lot of people thought Bob Pruitt might disappear. He's got a house down in Florida, and he's even got a house down in Beckley. But they have their home here, you know, and him and Elsie still come to games. And, you know, Bob stays involved, in whatever way he can with different things, and there's no doubt they use him as a sounding board for some things.
Yeah.
So, you know, I don't think you have to leave. You know, coaches that leave usually when they're done, I mean, they leave because they've got a better job, i.e. Billy Donovan, i.e. Carl Tacy, i.e. Dana Altman.
Oh, yeah.
Who all have went on and had great success after being here a very short time. But, you know, Donnie Jones has been able to continue success where he's at. Stetson had a very good year.
Yeah, Altman was like one and done.
Oh, yeah. That was hard to believe. Yeah,
he was like 500, right? He had a 500 year, and he was out.
Yeah, it was like 15 and 14, something like that.
Wasn't it Kansas State that he went to?
Yeah.
Yeah, so it was like a dream job for him.
And going back where he'd been an assistant, he gets the head job for 4 or 5 years there, but then he gets a better job, hard to believe to me, at Creighton. And really liked that position, stayed there for a long, long time, and now, of course, is out there with gazillion uniform combinations at Oregon. So
I mean, you got to love it. The wardrobe is always on point. You have to love it. The kids love it.
Yes.
I mean, you remember a few years ago, the whole thing was we had to have different combinations of uniforms to keep the kids happy, and now it's NIL.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. We have jumped completely from combination. Oh, hey, you got to wear black to –
yeah.
How many zeros are in my NIL check?
I mean, both teams are out here warming up, and both have on black.
Right.
I mean, Marshall has white pants because they're wearing their white jerseys tonight, but they've got their black warm-up tops on.
Right.
And Texas State, who is maroon, you know, kind of Texas A&M color on their helmets.
They're wearing black.
But they're black top and bottom. So, you know, it's a thing that happened here, and you know,
you're wearing black.
I'm wearing black.
I'm wearing black.
There you go.
We're all in black. Team colors now.
But
black.
That became three colors for Marshall. Oregon, they started at like 9 shades of green, and have gone from there.
They just leave the primary alone.
Yeah.
Yeah. Leave Oregon. Just have Oregon green.
Oregon green is a very pretty green too.
Have just
it's
one.
It's like kind of like a mallard.
Yeah.
And they had Donald Duck as their mascot. And somebody didn't think that was tough enough. And I'm like, come on. Donald Duck is your mascot?
I know Disney is still Disney, but how many kids really know who Donald Duck is?
Well, no, the kids know. They watch the Disney Channel.
Are you sure? Is Donald there? I haven't watched.
Yeah, he is. He's there.
Is Mickey there?
Newer cartoons, yes. Brand new cartoons made for little ones.
I don't even know who, if people know who Bugs Bunny is. Where's he at? I don't see him anymore.
Bugs,
he was in a Space Jam movie recently.
He was
recently.
Forced to do the LeBron Space Jam. He probably broke his contract with Warner's after that.
He's been in hiding ever since. You know, during the pandemic, I watched that movie, and it was terrible.
It was really bad, yeah.
It was not terrible in the good way either.
Yeah.
It was it was complete IP product placement the entire time.
And, you know, a sad story about LeBron and his son falling apart.
Yeah.
You know, somebody broke him up, and I don't know. It was pretty awful.
Yeah.
You know, so.
Speaking of LeBron's son, his real son, Bronny.
Yeah.
I think he's declaring for the draft and entering the transfer portal, I think I heard on the newscast.
Yeah,
just to see which option's better for him right now.
Right. He's going to wait and see, and that's a smart way to be for the kid like that. I mean, you know, it's the same thing that Kentucky has been putting up with for years. Now, all of a sudden, it seems like everybody's caught up to Calipari, and he's not top of the charts anymore because – NIL has definitely evened that playing field out. Whoever can provide the best money for the best kids is getting them now. And if a kid goes somewhere and doesn't like it or he doesn't play, then he's gone.
I think the problem with Kentucky is that Cal is doing these kids what they're looking for. He's getting them ready for the NBA.
Right.
But they're not having success as Kentucky the way that they're used to or want to have success. And so you can put the best talent out there. They're not putting the best team out there. And these kids are going to the NBA, and that's great for them. They're using the system to benefit them. But as college programs are concerned, you know, this is anybody can have success now because I don't think this system is set up for, you know, long-term success the way Kentucky used to use it.
I mean, they're 1-4 in their last five NCAA games.
Yeah.
And there is something to the fact that if you've been through that grind one time, it helps you the next time. And just look at Virginia, how they've, you know, they went from losing the first round, first 16 ever to beat a one, and they rallied and came back and had a Cinderella story. So, you know, it's hard to put a team together in 1 year and have them be cohesive. And, of course, now bringing it back around to Marshall. Courtney Jackson's got a problem.
Got to put together a team.
I mean, he's got two big men, and a bunch of other people have fled the program. So, and I wish some of those guys wouldn't have quit before all this came down, because I think some of them might have stayed with the change.
I look at this.
Or it's a clean start.
It's an opportunity.
Yeah.
Because he's going to – he said – if you weren't listening the other day, you know, when we talked to him, he said that they need guards. He flat out said it. Look, we need guards.
Yeah. He's got to have at least three.
Yeah, that's what he said. He said we need guards. Yeah. And so there's going to be an opportunity for him to try to bring in, you know, his type of player because, I mean, let's be fair, and this is not disrespectful to Dan D'Antoni, but I think Dan's type of player and Corny's type of player are two different types of players. The good news is Nate Martin is Corny's type of player because Nate said to me that, you know, Corny was, you know, the guy. He said Luke Creasy as well from HD Media, you know, that he was the guy who came after me, recruited me. It was Cornelius Jackson. So you get a few more Nate Martins in, that caliber of player, I think we're going to be okay as far as a program.
And it looks like Abino's going to stick around too.
Yeah, he's happy.
So you've got your two bigs. Now you need guards.
Yeah, and if you want to go back a couple days ago, I had all of that on our podcast. So if you haven't listened to that just yet, there was stuff that you didn't hear in the presser. You can go to our podcast. It is on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or just wherever you get your podcast. You'll find The Drive with Paul Swan. We need to take our first break. We're here today at Jack Cook Field. We got Marshall baseball coming up. That's the reason why we're here. Marshall's taking on Texas State. Jason Toy is going to take over at 5:50. And we're going to have the game coming up here on ESPN 94.1 and AM 930.
Working Man Store in Huntington. Check out the biggest inventory of scrubs in West Virginia, featuring brands such as Healing Hands, Dickies, Cherokee, and Med Couture at the best price. Working Man Store has one of the largest selections of big and tall shirts, jackets, and jeans in the area. Working Man Store is the king of blue jeans with Levi's, Dickies, Carhartt, Lee, and Wranglers in sizes up to 72. And Working Man Store has the best selection of men's work boots and casual shoes anywhere at the best price. Working Man Store, open every day at 140 5th Avenue, Huntington.
Hey, Tri-State. Frank's Place is where friends hang out with friends. Stop on by for happy hour from 4 to 6 p.m. and a lot of daily specials. If you're a sports fan, we have what you want. From NCAA basketball, NBA, NHL, and MLB. First responders, stop by Frank's Place and check out the specials we have for you. Frank's Place, located at the River Place Plaza, next to Fratelli's. Check us out on Facebook for weekly updates and specials. Frank's Place, your home away from home.
Stalwart Insurance is the name for insurance in the tri-state. They are committed to delivering tailored benefit solutions with thoughtful, strategic planning with valuable professional services. Stop by or call Stalwart Insurance for your homeowner's insurance needs. Stalwart Insurance is located right beside Kenny Queen Hardware on Route 10 in Barbersville. Call Stalwart Insurance anytime at 304-552-3883. That's 304-552-3883. Or visit them online at stalwartinsurance.com.
March Madness has arrived. Tournament time is one of the best times of the year for sports fans. Catch all the hardwood action on Kindred Communications on ESPN 94.1 and AM 930 and Cat Sports 93.3 and 1340 on air, on the app, or online. Lace up those dancing shoes and get ready for the madness. March Madness on ESPN 94.1 and AM 930 and Cat Sports 93.3 and 1340 is proudly presented by Doghouse Beer Garden, Route 60 in Barbersville.
Are you looking for furniture, electronics, appliances, or computers? Maybe you're looking for something special like jewelry, lawnmowers, gun safes, grills, or kayaks. What if I told you you could find all of that in one place? Because you can, at Aaron's. Aaron's has almost anything. If it makes your room complete, if it improves your life, if it upgrades your hobby, or if it makes you smile, you'll find it at Aaron's, and you'll find it at an affordable price. Shop Aaron's today at 2626 Fifth Avenue in Huntington and 3050 Walnut Street in Portsmouth. You'll find it all at Aaron's.
Looking to sell your vehicle and receive well above current market value? You're in luck, because that's exactly what you'll get during the grand opening of the Glockner Buying Center at all Glockner locations. Glockner's partnership with Kelley Blue Book allows us to offer above current market value for your vehicle in under 15 minutes, no appointment necessary. Even if you choose not to buy from us, we will still buy from you. That's how easy it is to sell us your vehicle.
We make it easy at Glockner.com.
My brother-in-law died suddenly, and now my sister and her kids have to sell their home. That's why I told my husband we could not put off getting life insurance any longer. An agent offered us a 10-year, $500,000 policy for nearly $50 a month. Then we called SelectQuote. SelectQuote found us identical coverage for only $19 a month, a savings of $369 a year.
Whether you need a $500,000 policy or a $5 million policy, SelectQuote could save you more than 50% on term life insurance.
For your free quote, call SelectQuote at 1-800-452-5050. That's 1-800-452-5050. Or go to SelectQuote.com, 1-800-452-5050. That's 1-800-452-5050.
SelectQuote. We shop, you save.
Details on example rate at selectquote.com.
This is The Drive with Paul Swan on ESPN 94.1 FM and AM 930.
We're back here at Jack Cook Field, Paul Swan and Woody Woodrum. It's sort of like old time here.
Yeah.
As we get set for baseball. Jason Toy is going to slide in here shortly, and we'll have the game starting at 5:50. Herd's taking on Texas State. The Bobcats playing the Herd. I'm sure they're enjoying this really crisp, cold weather right now, Woody.
Yeah, they're at least in northern Texas where, you know, Dallas can get weather like this occasionally. But as a whole, they've probably played in a lot nicer weather down there. So, and we like to do that for teams, you know, when they come in from down south. It's always nice to be able to throw a 30-degree night at them right off the bat. Of course, by Sunday, it's supposed to be up to around 65 degrees.
Yeah, so it'll be familiar weather at that point.
Yeah, yeah.
Hopefully the Herd will have won the series, and we're just playing the series out at that point.
Herd 9-18, 3-6 in the Sun Belt so far, but they're 7-3 here at home. They've played very well at their own stadium. They've taken series already at the new stadium. They beat Manhattan in the series. They beat Southeast Missouri State in the series. Then you got into a little tougher part of the schedule, Arkansas State. They won the first game in that series, and I think managed to pull out the series there. So had kind of a rough patch. They won the first game at Appalachian State last week, but then they got bombed on two in a row. So, you know, it's going to be a struggle. I mean, Beal has the stadium to recruit to now, and I think his recruiting will take a jump up now that instead of showing him a picture, you know, you actually bring him here. And the kids are very excited about it. They've got their own clubhouse. I mean, this is like first time ever. Have a clubhouse, have batting cages at your – even when you went up to Charleston, there were times when the Alley Cats, now the Dirty Birds, you know, if they had a game, they didn't want you to play – you'd have to play at 10 a.m. or something on a Sunday morning
You have to
get out of their way
schedule.
Because they play it too. And
that's understandable. I get that because Marshall wasn't the primary tenant. But now Marshall's the primary tenant, so you can actually start to build the foundation of a program, and it's going to get better.
Yeah.
It absolutely has to get better, and it will. Because
well, there's still some things to come. Like out, you can see they've got a tent up. I think that's for the autism thing tomorrow.
Yeah.
And that's out in the outfield. That whole area, though, could take bleachers on it. It's already been poured. Behind that, though, in the grassy knoll back there, they're going to bring in boxcars. That going to have fresh barbecue made out there every game. You can watch the game from out there, and then they'll just have to put a scoreboard here somewhere that people can follow. All they need is a score, the count of the balls and strikes and outs.
Just bring your radio.
Yeah, or bring your radio.
Just bring your radio. Listen to Jason.
Because we're probably going to have it right here.
Yeah, you go. Just bring your radio. So,
but we're excited about that too. But it's been fun to be able to do Marshall at their own home, and the ex-players have been, you know, they just knocked over. You know, they're so excited after all these years, all the high school fields they played at, all the fields in Huntington they played at. You know, imagine how much water is on St. Cloud's today. That was a regular occurrence when you were trying to play down there.
Have you been here yet when they had the nighttime lighting and the home run when the
– Yes.
Yeah,
the flashing lights
and
all that.
What did you think of that? Did you have to, like, look away so you didn't stroke out? I mean, I'm serious. It was like the first time you weren't prepared for it.
That kind of stuff doesn't bother me, thank goodness.
Yeah.
But you know, it's like watching a Pokemon or something like that. You get flashing on the TV sometimes. It makes kids a little uncomfortable. And it's something I'd already seen at some high schools that already put it in. So it didn't really surprise me when it was going on here. But, you know, it's just another new thing.
Yeah.
You know, so.
I did ask why we didn't have colored lights, and it's because they cost way more than they should. So they were trying to be smart and still have all the fun stuff they could possibly have.
You know, and softball has lights now.
Yeah.
You know, the thing with softball is it is the perfect dimension for Little League tournaments. So if you want to bring a tournament to town, Huntington's Little League has a turf field. There's a turf league field here.
Yeah, reach out to Woody Woodrum.
Yeah, and
Woody Woodrum will be your point of contact.
They've still got the Mitch down there. It's very nice. It's got a Bermuda feel to it. So, you know, we had some of those tournaments, the 9-year-old tournament that baseball eventually stole from the folks down at CK.
I mean, are you surprised?
Yeah, well, not at all. So, how well it went.
That's a pretty good idea. Let's take that.
So they did.
Yeah, thanks for demoing that for us. We're going to take our next break. We are, because again, we're 10 minutes. We have 10 minutes less talk time today. And when you get both of us together, we use all of that time.
All that time.
So we'll come back and we'll open up our text line 304-396-TALK, 304-396-8255. This is The Drive on ESPN 94.1 and AM 930.
Now is the time to add on a new bathroom or remodel your old one with the latest up-to-date bathroom fixtures from Mutual Wholesalers, 710 Fifth Street, Huntington. Come in today to Mutual Wholesalers' beautiful showroom and see how your new bathroom will look. Check out Acre by Max. Have a new bathroom this year. Mutual Wholesalers, locally owned and operated, 710 Fifth Street, Huntington. Call 304-525-9118.
Giovanni's has great Italian dishes. Spaghetti with meat sauce, lasagna, ravioli, manicotti, and baked lasagna. Giovanni's has the best sandwiches around, from the stromboli, Italian sub, calzones, and their signature big red. All dinners will be served with hot garlic bread or Italian rolls. Giovanni's Pizza, fresh, hot, and tasty. Have it delivered right to your door. Giovanni's, the Italian place to be.
Save big money on everything for your roofing project. Now at Menards. Atlas shingles are durable and feature a limited lifetime warranty and up to 130 mile per hour wind grading. Choose from 20 styles in stock, ready to take home today. Check out Menards' options of Atlas shingles in store or online at Menards.com. Plus, view the weekly flyer for many more great deals.
Save big money at Menards.
Our Kindred Communications family of stations reminds you of the need for blood donations to the Red Cross. Blood is always needed. It may save your life or the life of a loved one. This reminder is brought to you in part by
Assured Partners in Huntington, AssuredPartners.com. John Sang Ford, 195 Upper River Road in Gallup Police, JohnSang.com. Ashworth Heating and Cooling. Call or text us at 304-743-8896 or visit AshworthCool.com.
In the tapestry of life, we encounter stories of legacy and accomplishment, but sometimes also abuse, neglect, or financial exploitation. Adult Protective Services understands the importance of safeguarding the well-being of our loved ones, our neighbors, and our community. To report neglect or abuse, call 800-352-6513. Sponsored by the Administration for Community Living, West Virginia Department of Health and Human Resources, Bureau for Social Services, the West Virginia Broadcasters Association, and this station. This project was supported by the Administration for Community Living, ACL, and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, HHS, as part of a financial assistance award totaling $383,493, with 75% funded by ACL-HHS and 25% in the amount of $85,236 funded by state government sources. The contents are those of the authors and do not necessarily represent the official views of nor an endorsement by ACL-HHS or the U.S. government.
My brother-in-law died suddenly, and now my sister and her kids have to sell their home. That's why I told my husband we could not put off getting life insurance any longer. An agent offered us a 10-year, $500,000 policy for nearly $50 a month. Then we called SelectQuote. SelectQuote found us identical coverage for only $19 a month, a savings of $369 a year.
Whether you need a $500,000 policy or a $5 million policy, SelectQuote could save you more than 50% on term life insurance.
For your free quote, call SelectQuote at 1-800-452-5050. That's 1-800-452-5050. Or go to SelectQuote.com, 1-800-452-5050. That's 1-800-452-5050.
SelectQuote. We shop, you save.
Details on example rate at selectquote.com.
This is The Drive with Paul Swan on ESPN 94.1 FM and AM 930.
Welcome back to the Friday edition of The Drive on ESPN 94.1 and AM 930. I'm your host, Paul Swan. Woody Woodrum with me as well as we're getting set for baseball coming up. 5:50 is going to be our airtime here from Jack Cook Field as the Thundering Herd taking on the Texas State Bobcats. And Woody has been pouring over the notes, learning everything you possibly can about Texas State. What can you tell me? Where are they from?
They have about 50 players.
From Texas? So.
Yeah, all but five are from Texas. There's one from Parral, Chihuahua, Mexico, who went to Wichita West High School.
I'm impressed you did that. Yes, that was
and
impressive.
New Mexico Junior College. And then we've got from Owosso, Oklahoma. I actually knew that. He transferred from Purdue over to them. From Cummings, Georgia, they've got a community college kid. From Orlando, Florida, they have a guy who came from the College of Central Florida, which I believe is another junior college. And then finally from Pierre, South Dakota. You got from Riggs High School and Iowa Western Community College. So they've got a lot of transfers, though. There's a lot of junior college kids. They got kids from Purdue and Baylor as well. So Texas transfer. You know, kids want to go where they can play. Here's an interesting one. A kid from Iowa who went to his previous college was Ohio University. And so now he is with them and is a senior. So, you know, they don't have to draw a big line to recruit. You know, everybody loves, especially the Rice coach used to, he went to all those World Series and stuff. He would recruit every quarterback in Texas football he could find, because he said they're always the smartest kids. They've got good arms already. They're leaders. You're going to stick them at center field, right, left field, maybe at the shortstop where you need a big arm, third base. He goes, they're just incredible athletes, and I thought it was a great way to recruit, to kind of make that your base of kids that you're going to get, because you got to be smart to go to Rice.
You have to be, and you open the door and just draw a circle around the school. There you go. You'll find your team, especially in Texas.
Yeah.
And so they're loaded. And, of course, the Thundering Herd trying to build its program, and now you have a stadium, as we've talked about, probably until everyone's tired of hearing about it, that, hey, Marshall has a stadium now.
Yeah.
And there's still a lot more that'll be coming here soon to Jack Cook Field. This place is not finished by any stretch of the imagination.
We haven't had any beautiful weather yet either.
No, we haven't lived in it yet.
Yeah.
So you got to live in this place for a while and have an opportunity to find out what works. And, of course, you mentioned there's going to be some expansion in the outfield.
Sure.
Eventually, hopefully, all of that empty, barren wasteland that's behind the ballpark is going to turn into important development for Huntington and for Marshall University. You know, there's a lot of growth that'll be happening in this area, and this baseball park's definitely going to anchor a lot of that.
Yeah, nothing better than having somewhere to go on a summer night, take your kids. You know, I hope they put some inflatables and things like that out in the outfield for kids to play in, because you definitely need that. Those youngsters, they'll watch some ball. They'll chase every foul ball, but you've got to keep them entertained with some other things too.
Yeah.
Trey used to love to go out to center field up at Appalachian Power Park, now Go-Mart Park, and, playing all the inflatables they had, climbing, sliding, all kinds of things. So it doesn't cost you an arm and a leg to come to one of those summertime type games.
No, looking forward to it. We're here today, Jack Cook Field, Paul Swan, and Woody Woodrum with us. We are going to turn things over to Jason Toy about 5:50 as we'll get started with our baseball broadcast of Marshall and Texas State. And don't forget, coming up tomorrow on ESPN 94.1 and AM 930, it's going to be the Final Four. It's going to be NC State taking on Purdue at 6:09 p.m. Alabama is going to take on UConn. That's going to start at 8:49, or however long it takes after the first game. And then we'll have the championship game on Monday. March Madness coverage brought to you by Doghouse Beer Garden.
I'd like to pick Alabama, but I think UConn is just all that. But I kind of like North Carolina State's on a roll and just doesn't know it, and they may find a way to beat the Boilermakers, who play a very big style type of play. So
I'll take that. I just want UConn to win so I can finish second in the bracket, tied with Jason Toy, and then we'll just let the tiebreaker decide where we place.
There you go.
Man, you know what? I've come up short so many times in these little excursions as of late.
I got smart. I just quit playing them because I was always beat by somebody who picked the color of their uniforms. Or
you know who we're getting beat by on our bracket?
No.
Seriously, you don't know?
No.
Okay. So Kindred Communications is a family-owned business.
Yes.
And it is headed up by Mike Kirtner.
Right.
He's not beating us. It's also headed up by his son, Reeves Kirtner.
Yes.
He's not beating us. He could with Purdue wins at all.
Yes.
But he's not beating us right now. There's a third generation of Kirtner.
Right.
And it's Reeves' son. He's like 9 years. What is he in? Like second grade or something?
Like
I don't know.
That,
like, yeah, he's like nine, I think. he's beating Jason and myself by 1 point. 1 point. He is beating us. And if UConn wins out, he will win. There are some protests in the Kindred Communications office, and it's from a guy who's finishing almost dead last. That's protesting that. It's like, it wouldn't have helped you anyway, so stop complaining. Yeah, so I could finish second, third, fourth, I don't know. I give up. And then I'm losing in fantasy hockey this week in the semifinals. That's what's really tearing me up.
I did watch some of the hockey with North Dakota, Michigan, Michigan State, and Western Michigan, my old Broncos that I had for a year.
Yeah?
I had a great hockey guy, took care of him, so all I had to do was go over and watch him play, and he did it all. He sewed up the gloves. He sharpened the skates. He wrapped the blades, and with the tape. Most players, they do the blade themselves, but then the equipment guy can kind of wrap it up for
them. Who do you like in the Frozen Four? Boston College, Michigan, Denver, or Boston U?
I like Boston U. They look really good against Boston College in the bean pot.
Okay.
So I'll go with Boston U and Michigan probably as a runner-up.
Okay. It's chalk right now because Boston College was one in this thing. Michigan State was four. So Michigan State got upset by Michigan. So that's the only thing that's broken the chalk. And then Denver was third. And Boston's a two seed. So, I kind of like Boston U and Boston College for the championship game. Quick timeout. We come back. We'll get you set for baseball. Jason Toy's going to take us the rest of the way here in a few minutes on ESPN 94.1 and AM 930.
Hey, Tri-State. Frank's Place is where friends hang out with friends. Stop on by for happy hour from 4 to 6 p.m. and a lot of daily specials. If you're a sports fan, we have what you want. From NCAA basketball, NBA, NHL, and MLB. First responders, stop by Frank's Place and check out the specials we have for you. Frank's Place, located at the River Place Plaza, next to Fratelli's. Check us out on Facebook for weekly updates and specials. Frank's Place, your home away from home.
You've cut back on everything and you're still coming up short at the end of the month. Give your local State Farm agent a call for a free discount double check. They'll show you how something as simple as combining car and home policies can save you hundreds of dollars a year. Being there to help keep more of your money is why your local State Farm agent is here. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
In Huntington, John Garton, 304-525-1116. In Barbersville, Marcia Slater, 304-736-6100. And in Cerrito, Aaron Billups, 304-455-3-4600.
You know, there's something about a truck you can count on and that SUV that's been on every family vacation for a decade. TikTok Tire and Uniroyal know your truck or family car is only as reliable as the tires underneath it. And that's why Uniroyal made the Laredo AT Tire and HT Tire to be the tires you trust. You know, like you trust your truck, your SUV, or TikTok Tire. Uniroyal Laredo AT and Laredo HT. See where 130 years of value takes you. For more information, stop into TikTok Tire, 2102 3rd Avenue, Huntington, right across from the stadium, or call 304-525-7831.
Metro Community Federal Credit Union has been serving the Huntington community for 70 years and is proud to announce our newest location in Lavalette is now open. Wayne County residents, you now have access to a modern banking facility, a full range of services, advanced technology, expert financial advice, and even a smart coffee kiosk cafe. Learn more about Metro Community Federal Credit Union online at metrocommunityfcu.com or visit us today on 5th Street Road.
Equal Housing Lender, member NCUA.
Deep in the mines of the coal fields came a wonderful sound, the sound of a cat living in a mine. The Coal Cats sees light. The Tri-State Coal Cats have arrived.
Baseball is back in the Tri-State. Tickets are now on sale. Group tickets as low as $5. Get info now at herdzone.com and use the promo code COLCATS. Plan now for a summer of fun with the Tri-State Coal Cats. Coming to the brand new Jack Cook Field in Huntington. Get your group together now and enjoy the game. Season tickets are now available. The Tri-State Coal Cats.
My brother-in-law died suddenly, and now my sister and her kids have to sell their home. That's why I told my husband we could not put off getting life insurance any longer. An agent offered us a 10-year, $500,000 policy for nearly $50 a month. Then we called SelectQuote. SelectQuote found us identical coverage for only $19 a month, a savings of $369 a year.
Whether you need a $500,000 policy or a $5 million policy, SelectQuote could save you more than 50% on term life insurance.
For your free quote, call SelectQuote at 1-800-452-5050. That's 1-800-452-5050. Or go to SelectQuote.com. 1-800-452-5050. That's 1-800-452-5050.
SelectQuote. We shop, you save.
Details on example rate at SelectQuote.com.
This is The Drive with Paul Swan on ESPN 94.1 FM and AM 930.
Final segment for today's edition of The Drive here on ESPN 94.1 and AM 930. We're going to turn things over in about 5 minutes to your guy, Jason Toy. He's in the booth now as we get set for Marshall and Texas State. What do you expect for this series this weekend? What are you looking for?
Well, I think you got to watch because I think Texas State's so much better than their record. They've played a literal who's who of baseball royalty. They've played number 5 TCU, Kansas, Kentucky, Washington State, Houston, number 15, Texas, number 3, LSU. And, you know, they didn't lose all those games. They beat Texas 11-10 in that game. They beat Houston 8-7 in 10 innings. They beat Washington State. But, you know, they've done all right in the league so far. And, you know, it's not great at 4-5. But, you know, if you're 500 coming out early, because they lost the first series at home to Sam Houston. And, you know, then got Appalachian State in there and took 2 out of 3 from them. And James Madison, they took 2 of 3 there on the road, which is really impressive. They lost all 3 to Louisiana, who is probably the best of this league, along with Southern Miss and a couple other schools. But, hey, they played a challenging schedule, so you know their talent is going to be pretty good. They are. They had 2,917 Tuesday night when they hosted number 3 Texas A&M, the largest crowd of the season, 6th largest in their ballpark history. And that's pretty cool because Marshall drew, what, 3,500, I think, for the opening game. And that's just about capacity right now. So, you know, that shows you that Marshall's in the right kind of place and it's attracting a good crowd.
Yeah, it's the right size. I think this is the right size right now. And as the weather gets better, we're going to see more people show up. But, hey, there's actually a group of folks who are showing up now. So you can't complain. It might be a little chilly, but we're going to have baseball here in a few minutes, and that's something we didn't think we'd see in a long time here.
No.
That's coming up here at Jack Cook Field. And we've also got baseball on the radio, and that's coming up here in the next few minutes. So we will turn things over here in just a moment to Jason Toy. He'll get us started with Marshall and Texas State here from Jack Cook Field. Don't forget, we've got the basketball tournament coming up tomorrow.
Yeah.
NCAA Final Four, where Jason Toy and myself are tied for second place in our office bracket, and we cannot go any further. As I mentioned to you earlier, we can't beat the boss's son, so we're fighting amongst ourselves for second place, and we're both rooting for Purdue to lose only because that eliminates the boss. We'll take losing to the boss's son. We're not going to lose to the boss.
Hey, by the way, Marshall's softball team down at Georgia State up 9-0 in the top of the third. So
the
women just got a home run by Faringa to right field to make it 9-0. So this one looks like it might be headed toward an early finish.
Bub? Yeah? Okay. Good stuff. They're looking better.
Yeah, they are. They are playing pretty well. Caitlin Clark, you tired of her yet? Or
no,
still?
I love Caitlin Clark.
Yeah, I know. She's been so good for women's basketball. Little girls all wearing Caitlin Clark shirts, even if the ones that come to play against her.
You know who doesn't wear a Caitlin Clark shirt? Abby Beeman.
Well, she's the only person that has the same kind of numbers
does. I would wear an Abby Beeman shirt.
I noticed that they have started putting Caitlin's without as Division I all-time leader. I wondered if that was a little shot maybe at Abby.
I might. I don't know.
Yeah.
All right. I got to take these headphones off because your guy is right next to me, and we got a game coming up in like a minute. Good talking to you, buddy. See you soon.
Love being on the show.
All right. Thanks to Lowell back in the studio. Jason Toy coming up next here on ESPN 94.1 and AM 930.